This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin tomorrow. It'll be one of her first public appearances since rising to the top of the Democratic Party ticket yesterday. Harris's office isn't saying if the latest developments mean changes for tomorrow's visit to Milwaukee. A campaign aide tells the Journal Sentinel there are no changes planned yet. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a listeria outbreak in the nation, and at least one person in Wisconsin is sick. The outbreak is linked to deli meats. 28 people are sick and 2 people are dead because of this listeria outbreak. This is affecting 12 states so far, including Wisconsin. If you have sliced deli meat you've purchased at a deli counter, the CDC recommends you don't eat it unless you've reheated it to an internal temperature of 165 degrees or until it's steaming hot. They're investigating to determine which deli meats are contaminated. Until that time, to protect yourself and your family, the CDC is recommending you heat deli meats before eating them to kill the listeria bacteria. Hilltop Assisted Living Facility was evacuated last Thursday night in Wisconsin Rapids after a fire in a bedroom. 19 residents got out without injury or incident before the fire departments arrived. 3rd Congressional District candidate Assembly Representative Katrina Shankland was on a campaign tour Friday and stopped in at the WRCO studio at Bridgeland Center. WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz had a chance to sit down with her. One of the things discussed was the Democratic National Convention coming up next month and what she hopes to gain from the convention.
I hope that people see a contrast. I think in any election, there should be, you know, every candidate has to say, here's what I stand for and why me? You know, if you ask a voter for their vote, you have to be able to answer why you. And so I hope that that's articulated very clearly and a vision for our future is important.
Katrina Shankland is one of 3 candidates on the Democratic ticket for the 3rd Congressional District. She's running against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson. The primary will be held August 13th. 43 dairy herds in 6 states have confirmed infections from the H5N1 virus. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the National Veterinary Services Laboratory says the highly pathogenic avian influenza has not been detected in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife at this time. H5N1 is in states around us, including Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota. The FDA reminds us that the commercial milk supply is safe because of pasteurization, and the USDA is confident the meat supply is also safe. The Ameta Center open house is this week. You have 2 opportunities to tour Mid-State's brand new cutting-edge training facility on July 24th and 25th. On Wednesday, the tour happens from 1 to 7, and on Thursday, the tours are from 9 to 1. The Ameta Center is located at 5000 Coy Drive in Stevens Point. Gas prices rose over 14 cents during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.42 per gallon. This is over 14 cents higher than a month ago and 2.4 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. While most of the nation saw prices decline, severe weather knocked out power to a major refinery outside Chicago early last week. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said this pushed up prices considerably in surrounding states. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $3.23 to $3.37 per gallon. The Experimental Aircraft Association Air Venture is happening now in Oshkosh. EAA runs through July 28th and will host close to 680,000 people and 10,000 aircraft. The DOT has paused most road construction for easy travel to the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Reese Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone. A home run for Reese Hoskins, and Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for shows to catch up on, here are some very bingeable episodics that all just received Emmy nominations. In the Outstanding Drama category are The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem. In the Best Comedy category, there weren't many surprises. Nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, Only Murders in the Building, Palm Royale, Reservation Dogs, and What We Do in the Shadows. Actors nominated in various categories include Martin Short, Bill Hader, Jeremy Allen White, and Bob Odenkirk. The Best Actress category includes Christina Applegate, Natasha Lyonne, Riley Keough, and Jenna Ortega. And in the Outstanding Talk Series category, the nominees are The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Daily Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. They're all winners. The legendary Bob Newhart passed away last Thursday at his home in Los Angeles. His final acting role was Professor Proton, which he played on The Big Bang Theory and on Young Sheldon, and the cast remembered him fondly. Kaley Cuoco called it a dream to work with Newhart and to witness his genius, calling Newhart classy, kind, and generous. Mayim Bialik says she grew up watching Bob Newhart, and working with him was a dream come true. It's one thing to not wear deodorant, and another thing to admit to the world that you don't, such is the case with Kate Hudson, who says she goes au naturel, just like her pal Matthew McConaughey. This is really convenient on a movie set when you're not really sure which one of you stinks, and you can blame each other when the crew starts keeling over from the stench. For what it's worth, giving up deodorant is the perfect way to lose a guy in 10 days. If there is a major corporation against birth control, it is probably Netflix. The company continues to add potential viewers by the millions, having just added another 8 million viewers in the most recent earnings quarter. Yahoo News reports the streamer now has 277 million plus subscribers. Netflix reported revenue of $9.56 billion last year, which is way up from the previous year. Even though you're adding subscribers by the millions, don't let that stop you from jacking up the rates. Sometimes there's a reunion of people that is much anticipated, and then there's a reunion like the one between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, who are teaming up for another future forgettable reality show. The duo combined their talents to shop on camera on The Simple Life over 20 years ago, which was successful until the Kardashians hit the scene. Hilton and Richie's new show will be a reboot of the original, where every week they received a script that read, "Try to look sexy, judge others, and contribute nothing to society." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high of 82. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 65. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 78. Cooler, less humid on Wednesday with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WIS country.com.